audience and your counsel in getting the new laptops here for you to be able to review the agenda this evening. At this time, I will call the Monroe City Council meeting for March 6, 2012 order. And I would ask if Ben, you take roll call, please.
Councilmember Gehring?
Here.
Cuddeback?
Here.
Williams?
Here.
Camp?
Here.
Davis?
Present.
Gamble?
Here.
Hanford?
Here.
It's always a pleasure to see the young men and women of the Boy Scouts and or the Girl Scouts here in attendance. And tonight we have three members of Troop 38, Sam Verzey, and Cole and Wyatt Smith. And I've asked if they would like to come before the audience this evening and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So gentlemen, if you mind, or one or three.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Council, this is at your discretion. We do have the need for an executive session first thing here this evening. Choice is yours whether you would like to move to a conference room or you'd like the audience to vacate the council chambers. Expected time would be for
25 minutes.
25 minutes. Okay. So we're going to go into an executive session, and the city attorney has the purpose for that.
Yes. Pursuant to RCW 4230.1.1i, the council will convene an executive session for the purpose of discussing potential impending litigation with legal counsel. The executive session will last approximately 25 minutes, and the council will take action in open session when we reconvene.
Okay, with that said, we will now go into executive session. We are back in session, but a couple of council members have asked for a few moments to recoup from that small, hot room, and so we will have a 5-minute recess until all council members can reconvene. So a 5-minute recess. We'll commence now.
Can we start the clock?
What's that?
Can we start the clock?
You want to time us now?
Yeah.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad.
Thank you. I move to waive the council rules procedure and have ordinance number 006-2012 and resolution number 2012-009 to the agenda for first and second reading and final adoption.
Second. All right, a motion has been made by Councilmember Gehring and seconded by Councilmember Hanford moving to waive the council manual procedures for ordinance 006-2012. Resolution 2012-009, adding them to the agenda and waiving the need for first and second reading. Any other questions or comments from the council? Okay. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
And opposed?
Aye.
Motion does pass 6-1. We did or we have the motion on the ordinance first?
I move to adopt ordinance number 006 of 2012. The title to be read by the city attorney.
All right. Attorney Lowe, if you would.
Is there a second?
Is there a second to the motion to approve the ordinance 006? Okay. Motion's been made by Councilmember Hanford and seconded by made by Councilmember Gehring and seconded by Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ordinance number 006, 2012. an ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, providing for an advisory vote on ordinance number 002-2007 in Chapter 1014 MMC at the next general election and providing for severability. The ordinance reads as follows for the record. The City Council of the City of Monroe, Washington, do ordain as follows. Be it enacted by the people of the City of Monroe, ellipses, Section 3, advisory vote. Any ordinance that authorizes the use of automatic ticketing cameras enacted after January 1, 2007 must be put on the ballot as an advisory vote of the people at the next general election. Section 4, severability. If any provision of this act or its application to any person or circumstance is held invalid, the remainder of the act or the application of the provision to other persons or circumstances is not affected. Passed by the City Council and approved by the Mayor of the City of Monroe at a regular meeting held this 6th day of March 2012.
Any other questions or comments with regards to the motion? Councilmember Cutback.
I will be voting yes on this motion. I just wanted to clarify, I voted no on the previous motion about waiving our rules because I have heartburn over putting something first and second reading and not giving notice to the public for putting it on the agenda. But since that has passed, I am going to vote for this motion.
Thank you, Councilmember Cutback. Anybody else? Okay. With that said, we'll go ahead and vote on the motion. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. 7-3. Councilmember Gearing?
Thank you. I also move to authorize the mayor to direct the city attorney to appeal the Superior Court's decision in the litigation concerning the city's automated traffic safety camera program.
Second.
A motion has been made by Councilmember Gearing and seconded by Councilmember Hanford. For the record, I'll have the city attorney read the title of the resolution.
So this was a motion to authorize the city to appeal. Is that correct, Mr. Mayor?
Yep.
Yes. No other lights? Any other questions? We do have a first and second. As you were speaking, I was reading.
Sorry.
All right. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
And motion passes 6-1. Councilmember Cutback in opposition. All right. Councilmember Gearing.
Thank you. I move to adopt resolution number 2012-009. With the title to be read by the city attorney.
Thank you.
And do we have a second?
Second.
All right. The motion has been made by Councilmember Gearing and seconded by Councilmember Hanford.
Resolution 2012-009, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Monroe, Washington, declaring the City Council's intent to appeal ordinance number 006-2012 if the city prevails in its pending appeal of the Snohomish County Superior Court's final decision in cause number 11-2-06-796-1, expressly reserving the city's discretion and establishing an immediate effective date.
I think for the record, for the members of the chamber, we have the resolution read in total.
I'd be happy to, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Whereas in July 2011, the City of Monroe commenced a declaratory judgment action under Snohomish County Cause Number 11-2-06796-1, seeking a judicial determination regarding the validity of proposed Monroe Initiative Number 1, and whereas on February 14, 2012, the Snohomish County Superior Court entered its final decision in said case, invalidating Sections 1 and 2 of the proposed initiative, severing Section 3, and imposing penalties and fees pursuant to RCW 424-525, and whereas Section 3 of the proposed initiative would require the city to hold an advisory vote on its previously adopted automated traffic safety camera ordinance, and whereas the city has authorized an appeal of the Superior Court's decision, but desires to comply with the statutes governing the local initiative process during the pendency of said appeal by adopting an ordinance, ordinance number 006-2012, containing Section 3 of Monroe Initiative Number 1, and because the City Council has already conducted an advisory vote regarding the city's traffic camera program in November of 2011, holding another advisory vote on the same topic would be redundant, unnecessary, and wasteful. Whereas the City Council desires to express its intent to repeal Ordinance Number 006-2012 if the city prevails on appeal, now therefore
It is hereby resolved the City Council of the City of Monroe as follows. Section 1, Non-Binding Declaration of Intent. The City Council hereby declares its intent to promptly repeal Ordinance Number 006-2012 if the City prevails in its appeal of Snohomish County Superior Court's decision in Cause Number 11-2-06796-1. Section 2, Reservation of Authority. Nothing in this resolution or in Ordinance Number 006-2012 shall be construed as waiving, abridging, or otherwise limiting the City's authority with respect to said ordinance, the City's automated traffic safety camera program, and or the above referenced appeal. Without limitation of the foregoing, to the fullest extent allowed by law, the City hereby reserves in full its discretion to repeal Ordinance Number 006-2012 and or to obtain a stay of the Superior Court's decision. Section 3, effective date. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon passage. Passed by the Monroe City Council at a regular meeting thereof on the 6th day of March 2012.
Council, anything further? Councilmember Kettleback?
Thank you. I will be voting no on this resolution to stay consistent with my vote against appealing. Again, I feel that if the appeal had been worded to appealing the anti-slap solely, I would have voted in favor of it. So I will be voting against this resolution. Thank you.
Councilmember Gamble?
And I will be voting no because I do agree that we should be appealing the anti-slap penalty, but I feel this is needed.
Okay. Anyone further? Okay. With regards to the motion then, we shall now take the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Show that Councilmembers Cuddeback and Gamble in opposition. Motion passes. Have been asked to make a statement and therefore will at this time. We'll also be sending out as a press release tomorrow. At tonight's meeting, the City Council has taken three actions regarding the litigation of the City's traffic camera program. First action is to authorize an appeal of the Superior Court's recent ruling. While the Superior Court correctly ruled that most of the Monroe Initiative Number 1 was invalid, the City respectfully disagrees both with the Court's decision to sever Section 3 of the initiative and with its anti-slap ruling. The only purpose for seeking a declaratory judgment by the Court was to determine whether the proposed initiative should be placed on the election ballot. The City did not seek injunctive or monetary relief against any party and certainly did not aim to interfere with any person's public participation rights. Other court cases involving the validity of similar initiative proposals concerning local traffic camera programs, as well as the proper interpretation of the anti-slap law, are currently pending in the state appellate courts. The City is hopeful and confident that Superior Court's decision will be overturned on appeal. The second action taken by this council is to adopt Ordinance Number 006-2012, which contains the unaltered text of Section 3 of Monroe's Initiative Number 1 and provides for an advisory vote on the City's traffic camera program at the next general election. The City has adopted this measure under a full reservation of right. Final action is to pass Resolution Number 2012-009, which clarifies the City's intent to repeal Ordinance Number 006-2012 if the City's judicial appeal is successful. The City already held an advisory vote on its camera program in November 2011. Holding another non-binding vote on the same topic would be unnecessary at this time. The City's camera program was adopted by the Monroe City Council in 2007. Although the City Council presently includes no members who were in office during that time, the current council shares one overriding goal with its predecessors: to protect and act in the best interests of the Monroe citizens whom they have the privilege of serving. This concern encompasses a broad range of issues, from ensuring the safety of our school zones to responsibly safeguarding the City's finances to honoring the City's written agreements with other parties. This is the reason the City originally enacted its traffic camera program in 2007. It is the reason the City sought a court determination regarding the validity of Monroe Initiative Number 1, and it is the reason the City voluntarily held an advisory vote regarding the camera program in 2007. And lastly, it is the reason the City has decided to appeal the Superior Court's ruling. Okay. Council, anything further? move on then to the next portion of our agenda this evening. That is public hearing, the surplus utility equipment. And I didn't get my computer up fast enough. Is that Jacob?
Yeah. We are required to hold a public hearing prior to surplusing utility-owned equipment or vehicles. There are three vehicles on the list. And at this point in time, I think we open it up for citizen comments.
Okay, I don't have anybody signed up to speak on the public hearing this evening, but if there are any members of the audience who would like to address the surplus of the utility equipment, you may do so by approaching the podium. And we did ask that you provide your name and address for the record.
This is in time.
This is only for a public hearing on utility equipment surplus. Okay.
Joel Phillips, 505 Circle Drive, and I am for the surplus, and we could put the money towards buying some snow plows for the trucks that we have up here, and that's it.
Thanks, Joel.
Okay. Anyone else like to address the council this evening on the surplus of the utility equipment? Council would like to entertain a motion to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing.
So moved.
The motion has been made by Councilmember Gamble and seconded by Councilmember Cuddeback. Take a vote on that motion. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Council, any questions or comments for Jake? Do you have the cover sheet?
Resolutions next.
We have to close the public hearing.
We have to close the public hearing, yeah. Councilmember Gary?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All right, motion has been made by Councilmember Gary and seconded by Councilmember Cuddeback to close the public hearing. Seeing no lights, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Brad. All right. Yeah, I can't get that. Okay, so the recommended action tonight is approval of resolution 2012. I'm going to have to make that 2012-00. 2012-006. Okay. A resolution of Monroe City Council declaring certain property as surplus and authorizing its disposition.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion has been made by Councilmember Gary and seconded by Councilmember Cuddeback. And since I just read the official title, we need the city attorney to reread that.
I'm sorry.
Any other questions for Jacob? Okay. With that then, that said then, go ahead and take a vote on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have computer issues worked on here. Okay. We will move on then to the next portion of the agenda, and that is comments from our citizens. And I do have one individual signed up at this time, and that is Ty Blasio.
Pardon me. Ty Blasio, 1342, 231st Avenue Southeast, Monroe, 98272. I wanted to give some information before executive session. That's generally how these things are done when major decisions are underway, but I think I'm a little ex post facto in it. But nevertheless, I'll walk through a few things that might be germane and interesting to you. This is 2011-015. I know we've got some new council members here, so I kind of do my best to recap. We had an initiative to get the voters to have a say in the ticket camera programs. It came before council. Council decided to issue a declaratory judgment and stop it from reaching the ballot. There are actually two parts to it of considerable significance. The first one was to say, take no action. Don't send this on the ballot. The second one was to say, simultaneously go seek a declaratory judgment from a real judge, because we can't be judges in the legislative branch of government or the executive. Well, the very first thing that happened was that immediate action was taken on Section 1. Nothing went to the ballot. But a funny thing happened on the way to Section 2. The mayor came back on the next council meeting and said, you know what, I'm smart enough to know that this isn't valid, so I'm just going to say we don't need a court case. Now, thankfully, we had a couple of council members that looked up and said, this is unseverable. This cannot be extended. It cannot be reduced. It must be implemented. It must be implemented in totality quickly. That was the purpose of it. Well, not one, not two, not three, not four, but nearly 5 weeks passed before we actually got to the litigation point. And the newspapers were rife with from many of the sitting council members, the mayor himself, things like, if it's legal, it goes on the ballot. And we're not suing the people. This is strictly about getting an interpretation, getting clarification. And by gosh, if we get that clarification, it's going on the ballot. So in some ways, I'm kind of pleased to see that we actually got the ruling that there was a portion of it that was certified, and indeed we are going to see a bit of it to the ballot, even though there's a subsequent effort to appeal. The thing that I want to point out that perhaps has been lost in all of this is that council is the authority. Council determines what the instructive action was to be. And it's unseverable, it's immutable. The decision to sandbag that lawsuit made it, win or lose, impossible for us to be on the general election. It's a very strategic and calculated move, and it was one of the findings of fact that brought the judge to the point where he considered this to be a slap lawsuit. It was strategic in its nature to stop the people's rights to be heard and to have a say in it. Now, here's the other thing that maybe, I don't know if y'all have taken an actual look at the complaint, but after the council session stopped, after all the dust settled, something else happened. You see, this wasn't just about a declaratory judgment, even though that's what this instruction said. No, this was extended. This thing, while we were simultaneously called liars for saying that we were being personally sued, let me read you exactly what was filed. In accordance with RCW 42-424-525-6B, the city should be awarded its costs of litigation, reasonable attorney's fees, an amount of $10,000. Let me break that down for you. The misinformation you heard tonight that we were not sued for monetary damages is a lie. We were sued. I was personally down the shotgun of the city's Seattle attorney to bring forward an initiative to the people. Now I want you to imagine what this looks like when other people, I don't care if you're for or against ticket cameras, I don't care if it's a wakeboard park or Walmart or whatever, we have a constitutionally protected right to petition our government of redress. Putting litigation out, preventing people from participating unless they can stomach $60,000, $70,000, I don't know what the final bill was, I think it was upwards of $50,000. That's my daughter's college education. That's what was at stake. Now, I could have walked away from this. I could have said, heck with it. But that was a turning point where I either let the bully win or I stand up. And I look to all of you to do the same. There is no accountability for breaching your instruction. None whatsoever. The mayor acted arbitrarily and unilaterally, and he sued us, and he made liars out of each and every one of you that said different. And I wish you would have had that information before you adjourned into executive session to come up with the decisions you made tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't have anyone else signed up at this time, but if there's anyone who would like to address council, you may do so by approaching the podium and ask that you give your name and address for the record.
I don't mean to get on the camera and bandwagon again or anything like that, but I like to bring them in here instead of have them out there. So I'm just curious, just by a show of hands of council and even you, Mayor, who's been given some thought about bringing the cameras into the chambers? I'm just curious.
Okay,
thanks.
Were you asking just now if we had given that some thought to bring gas. We had given thought to bring the cameras into
it. I just haven't heard anything.
We're actually doing some things internally to look into our department's capabilities and so forth.
Okay.
And as well as our internet or our web page to look at those types of capabilities. So. We've not brought anything to council at this time, the administration.
I was just curious. I'm just felt like I was talking to myself there for a second. So.
I feel that way all the time.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Ben, you do have his name from the last. Okay, anyone else would like to address council at this time? All right. Okay, with that said, then we will move on to the next portion of our agenda. Councilmember Gamble.
Next, yes. I'm going to pull item 2A.
All right. So we are pulling item 2A from the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda minus items 2A?
So moved.
Second, sorry.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Camp and seconded by Councilmember Gehring. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. Okay. And let's see, purpose?
Yes. I pulled the bills because there is a bill that goes to my place of employment. So in abundance of caution, I don't want to not vote on anything. Have a payment going to my lawyer, even though there's I don't get any of it. So I'm going to excuse myself.
City Attorney Lowe.
Which is Frontier, if you want to know.
It would be appropriate for Mr. Gamble to actually leave the room.
Yeah, that's what
I was going to do that.
All right.
And let the record show that Councilmember Gamble is now left the chambers. Councilmember Hammer?
Yes. I wanted to ask about the bills. The first vendor there is DECU. I am involved in that credit union as a member, and I'm employed by Boeing, so I'm questioning if I need to excuse myself.
Out of an abundance of caution, in line with what Councilmember Campbell has voluntarily do, I think it would be appropriate if you wanted to voluntarily recuse yourself to do that.
Okay.
All right. Let the record show that Councilman Hamford is recusing himself from this portion of the meeting. He has now left the chambers. Councilman Camp.
Thank you. I just want to point out that earlier I consulted with the city attorney about my association with the Eastside Senior Center as a volunteer and was told that it's not a reason to recuse.
And my understanding from conversations with the mayor as part of that discussion is that the ethics board, prior to my tenure as city attorney, had actually ruled on, if not this specific issue, a highly analogous one. And because of that, my understanding is that the ethics board has concluded that that type of situation would not warrant recusal. And I would defer to the mayor's institutional memory on that point.
Yeah, the hypothetical had been raised with regards to memberships to nonprofits, being both a member and a supporter of nonprofits, submitted to the ethics board for review, and I do believe that it was never considered, or it was never considered to be a valid what's the legal term? What are the ethics?
My understanding from what you told the mayor is that the ethics board concluded that this was not something that would rise to a prima facie level of a violation, and it simply was beyond the scope of the ethics ordinance. But again, I'm paraphrasing. I have not personally looked into that issue.
They on face value didn't even think it was worth even talking about, so they didn't even talk about it in the ethics committee.
Based on information I read in the hearings.
Okay. All right. Okay. Then do we have a motion to approve item 2A of the consent agenda?
So moved.
All right. Motion's been made by Councilmember Campbell, seconded by Councilmember Davis to approve item 2A of the consent agenda. Excuse me. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. New business item number one, we're going to scratch for tonight, put on a later date. So moving on to new business item number two, ordinance amending airport compatibility zone notice requirements. First reading. I'm going to assume it's Paul, but he left. Councilor Williams?
There's no reason for your views. No,
I was just going to make a motion.
Oh,
okay. What's that?
Yes, it is. Because there's too many.
Consent agenda was approved.
All right.
One through whatever. And then the second was 2A.
Do you want me to say something, or is he just going to make a motion?
I think he's going to make a motion. Councilmember Williams?
I'll make the motion to adopt zoning code amendment CCA 2012-01 to amend Chapter 18.60 of the Monroe Municipal Code, modifying notice requirements for the airport compatibility overlay zone.
Second. Okay, motion's been made by Councilmember Williams and seconded by Councilmember Camp as written or as spoken. We'll have the city attorney. Read the official ordinance into the record for title.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. An ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, updating Chapter 18, Planning and Zoning of the Monroe Municipal Code to create a more efficient, effective process for disclosure notices to property owners within the airport compatibility zoning overlay district, providing for severability and fixing the time when the same shall become effective.
Thank you. Yes, and this is also clarified, this first reading as part of the motion. Okay. Councilmember Kedavak.
Thank you. I would just like clarification. We brought this up 2 weeks ago, and four of us recused ourselves. You for living in the area, and then my employer owns property that's in the zone. So I just want to make sure before I voted that I know it's just a notice requirement, but we're going to just address that.
And I did look into that, Council, and clearly I can tell you that there is absolutely no issue whatsoever under the state ethics code under these circumstances for ethics code for municipal officers, and there's no issue under the appearance of fairness doctrine at the state level. This is a purely legislative issue. It does not involve a contract issue, and it does not involve any quasi-judicial matter. For that reason, neither the appearance of fairness doctrine or the state municipal ethics statute are implicated. The potential concern that was expressed at the last meeting was that this could potentially be seen as violating Section 252.04b of the city's ethics code, which provides that public officials shall not take part in any council action concerning any contract, property, or other matter in which a city employee or the official or his immediate family has a financial interest or which otherwise creates a conflict of interest. And this is, I think, some extremely strong language in the city's ethics code. Doesn't give much indication beyond this how this section is intended to be construed. But I would suggest that if you would be disqualified from voting on this ordinance, which is simply a procedural matter, establishing different procedures in the city's code is not changing any substantive zoning regulations for the underlying zone, is not dealing with the purchase or sale or any property. If that were to be true, then you would be disqualified from virtually everything that you do. And it's hard for me to conclude that the ethics code is intended to be applied and construed that absurdly. However, there is the issue, and I do raise it. But by the same token, if the city were to entertain a proposed ordinance that changed its permitting matrix for any project that might come within the city, then under the same theory, each of you would have to recuse yourselves from that because you would each own property in the city that this procedure may someday apply to. I just have a hard time believing that that type of an attenuated, strained connection between the ethics code and your legislative action on a purely procedural part of the code, of the zoning code, is really what was intended by the ethics ordinance. So I would, my interpretation is that an ethical issue is not presented here.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, any other questions for Paul? All right, no, seeing none. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Right. Can you pull the next one? All right, misuse setbacks. Paul?
Thank you, Mary. Mayor?
Sorry.
This is the first time before council with this proposed change. I think, I'm sure at least some of you recall, last fall, we went through the West Main Street Corridor project, the adoptions and so forth. And in that, we assigned a 10-foot side yard setback to all buildings in both mixed-use districts. The mixed-use neighborhood center is to the east of City Hall toward downtown, and the mixed-use commercial district goes from City Hall out toward 5.2. And we adopted some zoning regulations that favored existing single-family homes in the district to the east, in order to give them a little more protection and the ability to remain as single-family homes. We've had a couple of instances where we found problems with people able to build, say, accessory buildings, or questions about expanding their existing homes in the East District. So in order to revisit that issue of protecting and preserving, in some cases, the single-family homes in the East District, in the mixed-use neighborhood district, we're proposing that side yard setbacks for single-family homes in that district be changed to 5 foot to allow, say, a placement of an accessory structure, or to allow people to make minor expansions to their homes that they cannot do now under the current code at 10 feet. Everything else would stay at 10 feet. Commercial, multifamily, mixed use would stay with the same setbacks. What we're doing is giving a break to the existing homes. And there was an inherent conflict when we did that. If I can expand my home, I still have to build it within the original footprint if it burns down, is something we adopted last fall. So this proposal also calls for dwellings in the East District, the neighborhood district, are able to rebuild. If the house burns down, they're able to rebuild on the lot without that restriction of having to remain in that original footprint. And all these houses are deemed to be legally conforming uses, so that it doesn't affect financing or ability to expand or any of that. But it was a means to, I guess, give a little more favorable treatment to those single-family houses that are much more predominant to the east than they are in the western district, intentionally. So that's what we're proposing. It's a pretty straightforward change. We had a public hearing with the Planning Commission last month. Didn't have any comments. The Commission has forwarded unanimously. And the material you had before you is a couple of, two basic changes to the existing code that would take care of this problem. Be happy to take some questions.
Councilmember Gary.
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate this. It was a concern of mine, the houses at the east end of Kelsey. It's West Kelsey, West Main, sorry. Yeah, near Main and Kelsey, between Kelsey and Massey. And so the ability to do this, I think, is great. Wanted to make sure that at that time we weren't doing something that was going to, down the road, realize negatively affect. So it looks we may have found something, and we're remedying that. And I'm all for that, because we want to make this work for existing folks as well, and yet be able to implement this this nice new plan that for new things being built. So I, as a property rights guy, I certainly would want to be able to do something. Upgrade my house a little bit if it burned down, and this looks like this would allow that. and yet, you know, still conforming to the new regulations that we described last fall. So, definitely in favor of this. I'd like to hear other council members' thanks.
Also, I'd just like to ask Paul, the actions that you're seeking tonight are twofold. One is either purely discussion this evening, or you're asking the council to accept this as a first reading of an ordinance in the city of Monroe. Is that correct?
Right. It was originally scheduled for discussion and review. Then we thought, well, if council is comfortable with this, certainly no reason why you could not adopt it on first reading. We would bring it back probably within a couple of weeks. We're waiting on approval from the Commerce Department before we do the second reading and the adoption. But it would certainly save a trip and smooth the process a little more if you did the full adoption tonight, barring the issues with the proposal.
Councilmember Ketovic?
I'll go ahead and make the motion. Motion to accept as first reading an ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, updating Chapter 18, Planning and Zoning of the Monroe Municipal Code.
Second.
One of those three people over there.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Ketovic and seconded by Councilmember Gamble.
I heard.
To accept as the first reading. Do you have a copy of it?
I have the regulations in my council packet, but I don't believe I actually saw a copy of the ordinance itself for form. Is there adopting an ordinance as part of the packet?
It's in the packet.
Okay. I must not have printed it off, and I'm sorry.
That's how we have it.
Thank you. The ordinance that was handed was the one dealing with the airport zone.
I tell you what, since council did not have it either in their packet, let's keep tonight as review and discussion, and we'll bring it back next week for first reading. So I'd like to ask the maker of the motion and the second of the motion to withdraw the motion. All right, thank you very much. Okay, so then with that said, any further questions for Paul? Okay, we'll look forward to the ordinance next week or next time. My computer is completely down, so I'm... final action, authorize the mayor to sign the police sergeant's contract. Chief?
We are asking authorization for the mayor to sign a one-year contract extension with the Teamsters Bargaining Unit, Local 763, sergeants of the Monroe Police Department. And there's two issues on it. The contract extension allows, first of all, there will be no COLA in 2012, and second, the sergeants will receive 8 additional hours per year of annual leave, which is the same as what the police officers' guild now gives. That's the only changes in it.
All right. Any questions or comments from Chief? Councilmember Williams.
Thank you, Mayor. Did anything else change to put them more in line with what the officer's contract is as far as not raises this year, but in following years?
No, it's a one-year contract extension similar to the clerical as far as just they'll have to begin bargaining in the fall. So the only thing that's changed is the 8 hours and any increase in salary or COLAs or whatever would be negotiated for a future contract.
Councilmember Kim.
I'll move to authorize the mayor to sign a 1-year contract extension with his Teamsters law enforcement sergeants.
Second.
Okay, motion has been made by Councilmember Kemp and seconded by Councilmember Cutterback to authorize the, I don't have the president. Authorize the mayor to sign a 1-year contract extension with the Teamsters law enforcement sergeants. Any other questions or comments for the chief? All right, seeing no lights, we will take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're going to have to scratch final action item number 2. This evening, but City Administrator Razzle wanted to make a couple comments first.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to outline for Council why we're proposing to update that Code of Ethics, and the reasoning behind that is it's been real difficult to keep a quorum of members on that board, and currently we're in a situation where we don't have members a quorum again, and we've been advertising for months with no success. So the legislation we're looking at changing is giving the ability for a hearing examiner to step in if we don't have a quorum. So that's the small change we're looking at. However, since we put this on the docket, we haven't had a chance to review all of the necessary items that go with this particular legislation change that we're proposing. With that being said, we did get an application today of somebody interested in serving on the board, so the mayor and I will be scheduling an interview shortly to meet with that individual.
Okay, thank you. Moving on then. Council member reports. City attorney. Councilmember Gehring, anything to report?
So it was a compliment. I appreciate it. That does a great job. No, nothing to report tonight.
Councilmember Cutterback. Councilmember Williams. Councilmember Kim. Councilmember Davis.
Nothing.
Councilmember Gamble. Councilmember Hanford. Okay. Diane, good evening. How are you? Anything you'd like to share with the council this evening?
Not at this time.
Jeff? Chief, anything further?
Nothing.
Paul, anything additional?
Maybe one quick thing. We do have a new inquiry about a potential new business, and I don't know if I can say much more about it right at this point, but another major employer that we'll be meeting with later this week. Jeff, I hope I didn't steal your thunder.
No, he passed.
So more on that soon.
All right. Brad, anything additional?
Just if you haven't gotten the notice yet, the draft phased environmental impact statement for the East Monroe project is available online, or if you like a paper copy, let me know and I'll get you one.
Very good, thank you. Ben, anything for council?
Yeah, just from a performance review standpoint, we had talked about wanting to kind of take a look at that. I am in the process of rewriting the policy. For all intents and purposes, it's done. There's just an internal review process that has to take place and get other directors and such to look at it. But it's done. It's more concise. It's an annual review process. So we'll see what comes of that.
So. Yeah, and we're almost completed, as you said, with all of the reviews.
Correct. Yes, that's another good point. Thanks, Mayor. We've given everyone that had an outstanding performance review, we've given those managers till the end of March to complete those, whether, you know, and they are. I've got a backlog of files, let's just put that way.
got a filing party if anybody would like to come help. No. So they are getting done, yeah.
And that includes everybody as well as myself. I had a 360 review by the director level staff and received some very valuable input and feedback from them. So I think Ben said that's the first time he's ever seen a CEO or mayor have one, and I think it should be on a regular basis. So of course you guys do it regularly. This, but staff does.
This is anonymous, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, and before City Administrator Brazel provides a report, I've spent quite a bit of time following up on a number of applicants for new businesses, applicants who are looking to complete TIs, tenant improvements, things like that, showing up at business locations to have a discussion with them as to how the processes are going. I reported this to the city at our LCD meeting last week, and I have had some absolutely fantastic and fabulous reports back from the business community as to our application process. That's the initial meeting through the review process and the interview process. Two people have been commended from members of the community, and I sent an email today to members of staff letting them know. In 2 weeks, I've had three businesses commend these folks, and that's Rick. What's Rick's last name?
Cars.
Cars.
Plan examiner.
Yes, and Kim.
Shaw.
So I just wanted to let council know what I've been hearing. If you're certainly hearing anything different or the same, certainly appreciate you communicating with staff. It's always good to know what you're doing well. In this case, you're doing an extremely good job. So hats off to Brad and his department. And folks that are there within. So, all right, that's it to City Administrator Bradley.
Thank you, Mayor. Before us this evening, we have the March 13, 2012 draft agenda. Under announcements and presentations, we have a proclamation, Girl Scout Centennial. Under public hearing, we have the Roosevelt Ridge proposed zoning regulation, first public hearing. New business, we have Transportation Benefit District. Under final action, we have authorized mayor to sign municipal stormwater capacity grant amendment. Number two, we have an ordinance amending airport compatibility zone. And then we just added number three, which is mixed use setbacks ordinance, first read, we talked about earlier. Study session topics, we have city addresses, annex properties. We have department of reports, and the draft agenda for March 20th, 2012. Any additions or deletions?
Well, it sounds like we want somebody to delete something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Council, anything else? Alright, well, by this sheet that I have in front of me, since my computer's down, I think we're at the point of adjournment, so motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion is made by Councilmember Gary and seconded by Councilmember Hamford. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Just on.